Okay, so welcome to Fragmentum episode 8. If you want to follow any of the previous episodes, you can see them at fragmentum.adamproctor.co.uk. And if you want to keep up with my general stuff, then follow me on discursive.adamproctor.co.uk. So just a quick microcast today, really. Obviously, following on from my iPhone 10 review, there was a couple of things I probably forgot to say. I do really like this device, continue to find it's fantastic. The haptic feedback is really, really good, I have to admit. And yeah, I think the phone is great. So I'm sure there was something else I meant to talk about, but I think in general terms, like, it's just an upgrade substantially. So anyway, for today's microcast, what I want to do is actually tee up what's going to become a regular microcast. So as some of you may know, I'm undertaking a practice-based PhD, and that's a web science PhD. I'm doing that part-time within the... So it crosses between the Web Science Institute at the University of Southampton and obviously the School of Art at the University of Southampton, Winchester School of Art. And so it's a practice-based PhD, which means that I've got to produce an artifact of some description and some text, so there's a slightly different flavour to it. I'm doing it part-time, which means it's technically one day a week, and I've been doing it for a good couple of years, but the sort of timing of that was also when I started the Games Design and Art course here, so it's a little bit behind schedule. I'm about sort of very close to the phase of where I'd upgrade to the final part of my PhD, so go from what they call an MPhil to the final PhD, and that was going to mainly involve the sort of making of things. So the plan, because I'm starting to get a little bit of traction in this, is to every week that I undertake my PhD activities, be that research in general terms or making, I'm going to make a microcast at the end of each of those days, just talking about the things that I've done that day. And then at the end of each month, I'm going to collect those together through WordPress tags, and also maybe try and write something in reflection to those, or maybe do an overarching, slightly longer microcast, perhaps. But that's just generally to let you know that will be slightly different flavour to some of the microcasts, and it will be an opportunity for you to follow along and see the things that I'm doing, and hopefully engage in the conversation. So one of the big things I really want to focus on with my PhD is having an open practice, so that's ensuring that everything is as visible as possible, and that the products and things that I make are open source, and that what I write and contribute, you know, wherever I can, has like Creative Commons licenses, you know, kind of those things. So hopefully you'll get a flavor of what my PhD is about as we go through. If you want to see a little bit more, then please check out Research Notes, which is a website that contains some of my ramblings on it. At the moment, the order of the posts is a little bit weird, but you should be able to follow that up. So it's Research Notes, which is researchnotes.es. I'll put a link, obviously, into the show notes. But it just to kind of tee up originally. I'm looking at design tools, tools for teaching design education, so tools for thinking. I'm looking particularly at spatial hypertext, what that might mean or be, and I'm looking to make a number of little prototypes that will test the product, and all of the code will be open source on gitlab.adamproctor.co.uk, and all the conversations around the ideas will be on discourse.adamproctor.co.uk. and the idea is that I want to invite contributors, others to involve themselves in the project, and it will manifest itself in two particular ways: a series of tools or a and a manifesto that dictates the rules and direction of this type of tool for teaching and supporting studio-based design education within a university. Thanks again for listening to my microcast.